Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Gold Bull Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBRC and on the OTCQB under the symbol GBRCF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Sheri Leadon. Gold Bull Resources is focused in Nevada, primarily at the Sandman Project. Company also holds the Big Balds Project. We're going to get an update on both, mostly focused on the Sandman Project because of the fact that the company is continuing, has ongoing a drill program, and also release news today, February 28th, that talked about a new drill target defined by some surface sample results. Sheri, let's start off big picture with the drill program that is ongoing right now. Can you give us an update approximately how far through you are from this 4,100 meter program?
Yeah, Corey, we're a little over halfway through our drill program. Everything's going well. We've completed over 10 of the 18 holes that have been planned. And these drill holes are looking for new discoveries. So we've already got 500,000 ounces at the project. And rather than incrementally increasing that, these holes are higher risk, higher reward, looking for high grade gold feeders that have been responsible for producing much of the mineralization that we've already defined near the surface.
Well, Sheri, speaking of defining new targets at surface, you guys have put out that release today about some of these new targets, the Windmill area and the Silica Valley target. Could you maybe give us a little update on how you found these targets, and will those get any drilling from this 4,000 meters, or will that be on the next program?
Yeah, absolutely. We've shuffled our holes around because we really want to put a few drill holes into these new targets that the team has generated. And they've been based on a combination of ground geophysics and lag sampling, which is an Australian surface sampling technique that has known to essentially see under sand cover by analyzing rock fragments instead of the remobilized sand. So we're so excited that we've got an anomaly that's over a kilometer long that's going at over a gram a ton gold in numerous places at the surface. So it's very rare that you see 1 gram a ton in the surface sampling. Typically, it's much lower grade than that. So begs the question, where is that mineralization coming from? And we've conducted some ground geophysics also in that same area, which has got a resistivity anomaly. So when you have geochemical and coincident geophysical anomalies, that begs a drill hole. So we will certainly be putting at least one drill hole into that new target at the end of this program.
Okay, now one thing you said about this program too is high risk, high reward. You're going for these higher grade targets. The project, the Sandman Project, already has about 500,000 ounces of gold in a resource that came out just last year, 2021. What would be considered high grade in terms of this project? Because I think we all know, looking at Nevada projects, we typically see grams under a gram per ton.
Yeah, and the existing resource is averaging about 0.7 grams a ton. And if that's near the surface and oxide with good recoveries, that's definitely an economical target. But when we look at high grade, we're looking at more the sleeper style numbers over 5 grams a ton, more narrow intervals, higher grade, amenable to your potential underground type scenarios. So we're looking for plus 5 grams a ton. The target's closer to 10 grams a ton and just trying to get enough width to make mineable intersections. So the fact that they're so skinny makes them harder to define via drill hole program, because it's easier to miss a couple of meters at 10 grams a ton. But a couple of meters at 10 grams a ton is certainly highly economical in Nevada. So that's what we're chasing this round. And in our current resource, we had a numerous high grade hits such as that had been accidentally intersected, and we've modeled them and are using them as vectors to try and lead us to where that high grade source is coming from.
So Sheri, any idea when you might be getting some of these drill results back? We all know the assay labs are backed up, but have they given you any insights on this?
Our first batch is anticipated in March. I'm predicting in the middle of March, give or take a week. And then thereafter, we should be getting a batch about every month. So we're very much looking forward to receiving the first batch, because the rocks coming out of the ground look interesting. They're altered. They're the kind of rocks you want to see. But with gold, you just really have to wait for the laboratory analysis to work out what the numbers are, if there's any numbers in there.
Well, Sheri, I know you're mostly going for a new discovery or to test the thesis and make sure that some of these targets you have actually could hit some pay dirt. But with the 4,000 meters, once you wrap up this program and you have all 18 holes back, would you be updating your resource estimate, or would you want to do another round of drilling before updating the resource estimate?
We're actually debating that internally at the moment. We will certainly be coming out with an updated resource estimate this year in 2022. However, we probably will wait and see what these results are looking like, because even if we have exploration success in this program, we might want to add a few more holes to, you know, further bolster the resource. So 2022 will certainly be coming out with a resource estimate. I'm not quite sure whether it will be after this program or after a second drill program in 2022.
Okay, fair enough. So everything's still kind of fluid, also depending on what the drill results yield. And we should be seeing those next month in March. Let's also talk about the Big Balds project. Any update on when or if you'll be able to get the drill over to that project?
Yeah, so Big Balds is all ready to drill. We're very much looking forward to putting a few holes into our targets there, which essentially we're looking for another Bald Mountain style gold deposit, which is an operating asset less than 10 kilometers from the project. So for us, whether we drill that immediately after Sandman just comes down to the ground conditions. If it's either frozen or dry, we'll be drilling it straight after Sandman. If it's like slushy and boggy, then we don't want to get the drill rig stuck in mud. So then we'd have to wait a month or so for that to either dry or freeze. But so far it's looking good. We've had an unusually dry winter here. So access, if it was today, it would be going straight there. So we'll just see, you know, if it snows over the next month or so.
Well, Cherie, just one more thing. I know that a couple weeks back, the share price, there was some big volume and it moved down in share price. And some investors were wondering why. And in talking to you off mic, you had mentioned that there was a fund liquidating. Could you just bring investors up to speed on that and why that happened?
Yeah, unfortunately, one of our major shareholders decided to liquidate their entire resources portfolio and made the decision to sell on market all of their resources stocks, including Gold Bull. And that was a very damaging, you know, couple of days for our stock. We didn't have any advance notice. Otherwise, we would have endeavored to place it off market. So now we're essentially cleaning up, and hopefully that we'll have positive news in the months to follow that we'll see that buying invigorated. But 10 million shares traded in a couple of days is damaging to a junior such as ours. So very unfortunate that they had to liquidate their position in that manner. And yeah, as I said before, it wasn't just us that they hit, as their entire resources portfolio that just got dumped on market. So it's always unfortunate to see an exit in that manner, especially when there's nothing but good news and positivity happening on the ground.
Yeah, that was a real shock, I know, seeing the big share volume come in on the back of a lack of any news. But hey, sometimes that just happens when a fund needs to exit the space, especially when it needs to exit a sector broadly. Cherie, I appreciate the update here. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding Gold Bull and any of the work going on, please email us. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Gold Bull Resources. You can reach us through email at either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com, and we will get those questions answered for you. Cherie, thank you for the update today, and please keep us up to date when some of the drill results come back.
Will do. Thank you for your time.